Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Samech Hey, Nazir 65b, pagination is 130. We're starting from the second Mishnah on the page, about 20 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Techila, and then we begin. Our topic is the second emission of a Zov. And let's back up with some background. There are a number of emissions from the private area that a person, male or female, can have, and each one is associated with its own rules. A Nida is the most common known emission, where blood comes out in a woman. And that type of emission, as we're familiar, makes no difference whether it was caused because of different activities that she did, or it simply occurred on its own. If a woman has a sensation coupled with an emission of blood, it would be the definitive case of Nida d'Oraisa. And again, it makes no difference if it was caused by different activities. In the case of a man, however, there is the emission that applies to a man, which is a whitish emission, either Balkeri or Shechvas Zera, which is the general type of emission, which is the same for fathering children, and the type of emission that could occur if a man thinks of boy-girl thoughts. In addition, there is the type of emission that we're describing in our Mishnah, a more sophisticated case called Ziva, or Zav. And that is a flow that occurs not in the way of typical husband-wife relations, where the male is erect, but rather, as the Rambam describes in Mechusrei Kapara, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Eina yotzi bikoshi kishichvas zera, ve'ein biyitziyaso taiva. It does not occur with an erect situation, and it does not occur with pleasure. It's considered an illness. And that emission, which is also a type of white, has specific rules described in Chumash Vayikra. Specifically, that if the man has this emission in one qualifying situation, or if he has it a second time in a qualifying application, or if he has it a third time in a qualifying application, there would be different rules associated with it as a result of this particular type of emission. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, again in Mechusrei Kapara, writes that when a Zav sees once, he has the same halacha as a Balkeri. It has the same halacha as if it was the type of emission of regular husband-wife relations. And to purify himself from that would simply be going to mikvah. However, because it's Zav and not Balkeri, it's counted as one application. In that, we're paying attention to additional applications. If it would happen more, what would happen? Rosh Tayim, if a second time would occur, Harezez Zov, he would be in the first status of Zov, which is Tzarech Sfira Shiva Ubias Mayim Chayim. He would have to count 7 days, and there would be a special type of immersing that's required. Ra Shalosh Riyos, if he saw a third time, Hareze Zav Gomor, that's the quintessential example of Zav, V'chayiv B'Karbon, and he also will be obligated to bring a Karbon. Now, our Mishnah introduces a concept that for the first two steps or applications of Zav, we need to know what the origin of the event was. If it's illness and was not precipitated by any particular activity, then it would qualify as this illness called Zav. If, however, it was precipitated by an activity that could cause Zav, then it would not be Zav. And we're going to analyze seven possible activities that the person may have done that would have precipitated it. Again, if he precipitated it, then it's not Zav. This is distinctly unlike a woman's type of Tumah, where it doesn't matter why she's having this blood flow. If the blood flow is from the uterus and it's Dam Nida, it's going to have the Tumah of Nida associated with it. The Mishnah says, B'shiva Durachim Bodkim Es Hazav Ad Shelo Nizkak Leziva. There's seven things that we're going to check regarding the Zav's immediate history before the experience, if he is not yet of Zav status. We'll see in the Gemara that the third time, we're not going to check these seven things. It's only the first two times that we're going to check them. Even the first time, we don't really have to check in terms of the fact that he's going to be Tamei, but we do check in terms of whether it would count towards the count of three of Ziva. The seven items that we check are B'maychol, the food. Rashi says, eating too much. Other Mefarshim point out different types of eating could precipitate this. B'mishte, drinking. Again, a lot or specific types. B'masa, things that he held. B'kfitza, jumping, certain types of agitation of the body. Uvecholi, or illness. It's interesting that some of these items do show up in Hilchas Nida as well in a different application in terms of creating vestos, cycles, and that a woman could know that if she does a certain type of exercise after a certain number of days from her previous cycle, it causes her to have her flow, in which case we need to keep track of that activity and know that if she did that activity in a similar way in a future month, she would have a concern of becoming a Nida at that point. It would be considered a vest, and she would not be able to be with her husband at that time when she's expecting her flow, if indeed it's ruled to be a vest of anticipation. But in our case, we're doing date back. We know some sort of event has happened, there's been a flow. The question is, has he actually become a Zav in Halacha? Uvemare, also in things that he's seen. So Rashi says that it refers to a scary thing that he's seen. Others learn, like the Rambam, that it has to do with seeing something that would precipitate his thoughts, activate the genital area, and that would also be something that would cause Zav. Again, Zav and Shechva Zer are not the same thing, but it would also be considered something that precipitated Uvehirhur, and depending on his thoughts. Mishenizkak Leziva. But once he has already become a Zav, meaning the second time that he's done this, Ein Bot Kimoso, we don't check these seven things by the third time. Drop down to the Gemara, Minoan Emili, how do you know that you don't check by the third time? Amar Rabbi Nosson, Amar Krav, Azov Es Zovo. The Pasuk at the end of Parshas Metzora describes a person who has a flow, La Zachar Vilanekeva, both male or female. And therefore, we understand this to mean, L'ri'iyah shlishis iskish l'nekeva, that for the third sighting, he's comparable to a female. And as we said, in the case of a female, it makes no difference whether she did something that caused the flow. And similarly, for the third sighting of Zav, it makes no difference if he did something that causes the ziva. And therefore, we're only paying attention to these seven things, particularly by the second time, but also by the first time to find out whether it will count towards the count of three. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.